Russ and I are on site at an autonomous vehicle forum in downtown Lansing. The forum is one of the 2017 Public Policy Forum series organized and hosted by the Institute of Public Policy and Social Research at Michigan State University, also known as IPSR. Dr. Matt Grossman, Director of the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research at Michigan State University, is our first guest. Matt, it's a pleasure to have you on the show and to join you at the Autonomous Vehicle Forum.
Thanks for being here.
Tell our audience a little bit about IPSR.
Well, our mission is to inform state public policy and improve governance in Michigan. And this is part of our public forum series that we do every year on hot topics in the state legislature. And it's part of our broader mission to connect the university with the Capitol downtown.
One thing you do, public policy education and training programs. I'm familiar with your Michigan Political Leadership Program. Know a lot of people who have been through that. You just announced a new class.
We did. We're very proud. We have 11 members of the current state legislature, including three that were just elected, who are alums of the program. And I can tell you we're going to have more in the future because we have a great new class of young people excited to be participating in politics.
Well, the forum is autonomous vehicles. It's been much in the news. Why did you decide to make that one of your featured fora for 2017?
Well, we certainly like to do the hot topics that are kind of everyone needs more information about, and especially the ones where the university has something to add to the public conversation. And that's certainly true here, where we'll be able to hear directly from researchers in the field. It's also nice to have sort of a good news topic. A lot of the policy issues that we cover about solving problems, and that's, of course, the important function of state government. But that often means that we're talking about difficulties that different parts of the state are having. And so it's nice to have a topic where we're looking to the future and looking at something that's maybe some exciting potential for the state rather than necessarily a problem.
Well, we're reading a lot about the technological dimension of autonomous vehicles, not quite as much on the public policy side and what it means to municipalities, insurance, and what have you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the focus today is going to be to cover the broader perspective of autonomous vehicles, but especially from a public policy perspective.
Yes. I mean, we will have a mix of people just telling us the basics of the technology and how it's evolving, and that's necessary for even getting the basic view of what kinds of policy choices are going to be up to the state. But this is an area where the state is already moving ahead, has already passed some policies to allow autonomous vehicles to operate on Michigan roadways. And so it's also an important time to kind of step back and say, what are we getting ourselves into? What kinds of issues might arise that we'll have to address in the future.
Now, IPSR does an awful lot of survey research as well, and I've been fortunate enough to work with your people in the past, in a past life. But from discussions like this, then I would imagine some research projects would evolve that would affect you directly.
Yes, so we are certainly going to be involved. We have some proposals to do some public opinion research related to this issue because it is going to be important. People have safety concerns. People have some economic concerns about drivers and truckers and other kinds of industries that might be affected by autonomous vehicles. And so we have to learn what are the public's concerns, what are their aspirations in order to address this policy issue.
Well, this whole autonomous vehicle thing, I mean, for the most part, what I've read is there's a lot of room here for optimism. This could create major economic development possibilities in the state of Michigan and across the country. I mean, in general, Matt, what's your take on autonomous vehicles?
Well, it's very nice to be at the sort of the technological forefront. We're used to hearing Michigan talked about as the industries of the past. And now we are at the very center of the major technological innovation of our time. And you can see it because all of the Silicon Valley companies are coming here to Michigan to try to be involved in the future of the automotive industry. So I think in general, it's a very, very important shows a lot of potential for the Michigan economy of the future. That doesn't mean that there won't be problems to resolve along the way.
Well, Matt, we're looking forward. We're going to be talking to several of your panelists, including lawyers, people who work for the Michigan Department of Transportation. But you've got an excellent lineup, and we really appreciate the hospitality today and the fact that you've invited us to be here.
Well, thank you. Yes, we always try to bring in some researchers and some practitioners so that we can meld together the knowledge that comes from the university and from the people who are on the ground making and implementing policy.
Matt, I also understand we've got a few seconds left here, but you've got a new book out. Give us a snapshot of the book. I'll get a chance to give it a little plug.
Well, the new book's called Asymmetric Politics, and it's about differences between Democrats and Republicans. So that's a hot topic now. The approach that we try to say is what can each political party learn from each other? They each have strengths and weaknesses. The Republicans have successfully sold a broad vision about the role of government in society to the American public. The Democrats have kind of cobbled together a coalition of a lot of different social groups with particular policy concerns. So each party has a potential majority in the American public, but they gain it through very different means.
And the name of the book?
Asymmetric Politics.
Asymmetric Politics by Dr. Matt Grossman, who is the director of the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research at Michigan State University. They're also hosting the Autonomous Vehicle Forum in downtown Lansing as part of the 2017 Public Policy Forum series that is organized and hosted by IPSR. Matt, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you. We appreciate being here.